The Poor Wife of the Billionaire. Chapter 21. One Man Support. This is my ring. Heather let out a cry and looked at Annabel contemptuously. You stole my ring. Now that it has been found in your purse, it's safe to say that you are nothing but a shameless thief. Are you still going to deny it? The strange appearance of the diamond ring in her purse didn't ruffle Annabel at all. She had expected this to happen. The moment the waiter testified against her, Annabel was sure that the ring was in her purse. Someone had put it there when she wasn't looking. The culprit was none other than Heather. Annabel, if you returned the ring to me and apologized to me just now, I could have let it go. From the corner of her eye, Heather saw the man she loved. She changed her arrogant tone to an extremely soft one just to paint herself as an understanding person. You are far too kind, Heather. A shameless thief like Annabel doesn't deserve to be let off the hook so easily. We'd better inform the police. Otherwise, she would continue to go about stealing people's valuables. Bella urged her friend. Well, you have a point there. Please call the police, Heather agreed, nodding thoughtfully. You deserve it, Annabel. Theft is an unacceptable crime. You should go to jail to join other criminals. Kathy piped up, her eyes glistening with smugness. It was obvious she was enjoying the show. Despite it all, there was still no panic on Annabel's face. She looked at them as if she wasn't being roasted. They wanted to call the cops? That would be great. It would be more interesting to expose Heather's scheme in front of the police. What's the matter? A familiar male voice suddenly jolted Annabel back to reality. She turned her head and saw Rupert's tall and straight figure. His tailored suit outlined his perfect figure. His face was as handsome as ever, and his eyes were sharp and deep. The lights of the banquet hall coated him with a layer of golden hue. His aura was so intimidating that people wanted to bow to him. Mr. Benton. The crowd broke in half, making way for Rupert. He walked steadily towards Annabel. Thank God you are here, Rupert. Annabel stole my diamond ring. Heather complained, putting on a pitiful mask. It was a gift from my grandpa for my birthday. You must be mistaken, Rupert uttered with a deep frown. Huh? Annabel was surprised. Was Rupert defending her? Strange. Rupert, don't be deceived by Annabel's innocent look. Kathy yelled before Heather could say something. Annabel stole the ring. Someone caught her red-handed. Also, the ring was found in her purse just now. Everyone saw it with their eyes. It's no mistake at all. Yes, that's right. I didn't want to believe that Annabel stole my ring. After all, she's your fiancé. But... Heather paused and moved closer to Rupert. We all saw the ring in her purse. How could it have gotten there if Annabel hadn't taken it? The evidence is as clear as day. Rupert, you won't defend her, will you? Annabel still didn't get worked up as she watched Heather badmouth her. On the contrary, she reasoned that Heather would make a fortune if she decided to become an actress. Still in doubt, Rupert turned to Annabel and asked, "Did you steal the ring? If I say no, will you trust me?" Annabel asked back, looking into his eyes. "Yes, I trust you," Rupert blurted out without hesitation. He saw that she looked unfazed and had sincerity in her eyes, so he was willing to trust her even though everyone else was against her. Annabel smiled brightly. It came as a surprise that Rupert trusted her in this situation. Rupert. Kathy stamped her feet in anger. She didn't understand why her cousin saw something good in this bumpkin. Did Annabel give him a love potion? Make it clear, Annabel. How did the ring get into your purse if you didn't steal it? Bella asked after getting Heather's wink. Staring at Heather in the eye, Annabel said with a smile, "Someone put the ring in my purse just to frame me." Heather swallowed uneasily as her palms became sweaty. She then looked away awkwardly. Did Annabel know what she did? Impossible. Every part of her scheme was just perfect. Annabel was supposed to end up humiliated and in jail. Go and check the surveillance footage, Rupert ordered his assistant, Finley Wagner. Yes, sir. Finley nodded and hurried to the monitoring room. Annabelle's eyelashes fluttered. There were surveillance cameras installed in the banquet hall. The footage would unearth the truth about the matter. However, Annabelle couldn't help but wonder if they could get a hold of the footage. Heather had drafted this flawless scheme. Wouldn't she do everything to cover her tracks? Sure enough, Finley returned bearing bad news. Mr. Benton, the surveillance cameras in this hall are all broken. All of them? How can that be? Rupert's eyes narrowed. This was indeed strange. It was a five-star hotel. Brock booked the best hall, so the management must have equipped the hall to the teeth. Why then did all the cameras develop a fault at the same time? An idea suddenly popped up in Annabelle's mind. She cleared her throat and said, "Since there's no CCTV footage, I know another way we can get to the bottom of this. My fingerprints would be on the ring if I stole it. A forensic test should be carried out." "What's the point of going that far, Annabelle?" Heather asked. "I will let this slide for Rupert's sake as long as you apologize." An apology from Annabelle would mean that she was guilty. She would be labeled a thief who owned up to her crime. Worse still, Rupert would be very disappointed in her if she admitted it after he already declared his support for her. To crown it all, Erica wouldn't fail to taunt her and kick her out before the three-month time span elapsed. On the flip side, Heather would be regarded as a woman who was kind-hearted enough to forgive a thief. Then she would walk her way into Rupert's heart without hassle. "Are you saying you don't want to get to the root of the matter?" Annabelle asked, squinting at Heather. Those words made Heather sit on pins and needles. She gritted her teeth and uttered, "Far from it. I want to get to the root of the matter." "Okay, then call the cops to come investigate." Annabelle's face was void of any expression. She hadn't touched the diamond ring, so she was sure her fingerprints weren't on it. She was going to be vindicated after the forensic test, for sure. "Rupert, what do you think?" Brock looked at Rupert questioningly. He wanted the young man's opinion since he was engaged to the accused. Rupert acquiesced by making a phone call to the police chief, who arrived at the banquet hall with members of the forensic department in a matter of minutes. "Good evening, Mr. Benton. This is the best forensic expert in the force," the chief said respectfully, pushing the expert forward. Chapter 22 Shocking Proof of Innocence. The forensic expert got down to business. Shortly after, he returned to the crowd, cleared his throat, and declared, "The forensic test shows that Annabelle Hewitt's fingerprints are on this ring." Annabelle's heart skipped a beat. Her fingerprints were on the ring. How was that possible? She had never touched it. Since Rupert called the cops himself, there was no way the forensic expert was bribed by Heather. It stood to reason that she had gotten Annabelle's fingerprints somehow. But how? Exclusive content. Annabelle, now that it has been proven that you stole the ring, what else do you have to say? A complacent smile appeared on Heather's face. Officer, she stole my ring. Please arrest her so she can face the law. Heather pointed to Annabelle. Annabelle, did you really steal it? Rupert asked. He could feel it in his guts that there was more to this than met the eye. Although he had only known her for a few days, he didn't think she was a thief. Of course not. Annabelle was still calm. You heard the forensic expert. Your fingerprints are on the ring. Why are you still denying it? Heather glared at Annabelle. Rupert, why are you still giving her the benefit of the doubt? The Benton family despises thieves. You deserve someone better than her. Kathy uttered, adding insult to injury. Miss Hewitt, you have to come with us and cooperate with us during the investigation. The chief officer stepped forward. All the evidence was against Annabelle. She was the prime suspect, so the cops couldn't let her go scot-free. They would interrogate her and do some investigation before deciding on her fate. No, thanks. I can prove that I have never touched this ring here and now, Annabelle said, taking a step back from the officer. Her voice wasn't loud, but it was decisive and penetrative. Prove it? What else is there to prove? You are the thief, Annabelle. Own up to it. Heather raised her voice and couldn't restrain the annoyance on her face. Everyone, except Rupert, now believed beyond any doubt that Annabelle was guilty of the accusation. They gave her disgusted looks. It seemed like there was no way out for her now. Heather was confident that Annabelle would end up in jail. She was already jubilating in her mind. Sorry to burst your bubble, but I have a way to prove it. A smirk appeared at the corners of Annabelle's mouth. She turned to the chief beside her and said, "Please give me the ring." The chief took a look at Rupert. After getting approval, he handed the Ziploc bag containing the ring to Annabelle. With the Ziploc bag raised up high, Annabelle scanned through the crowd and finally set her eyes on the waiter. "Did you see me wearing this ring?" "Yes, I saw it with my own eyes," the waiter replied. Annabelle said calmly, "Watch this, everyone." She stretched out her hand for everyone to see. "Take note of how my hand looks now." Her fingers were smooth and tender. "What is she up to?" Confused murmurs came from the crowd as everyone fixed their eyes on her. Rupert's face was expressionless, but he had questioning eyes as he stared at Annabelle. He was intrigued by how Annabelle managed to stay calm through the storm and even command the attention of everyone. The confidence she exuded was something that no woman from the countryside usually had. Rupert longed to see how she would prove her innocence despite the evidence against her. Under the gaze of everyone present, Annabelle unlocked the Ziploc bag and held the ring in her hand. In a couple of minutes, her fingers began to swell. Red bumps also appeared on them. "Oh, my God. What's happening to her hand? It looks so awful." The onlookers were shocked by what they were witnessing. After a while, Annabelle put the ring back into the Ziploc bag and returned it to the chief officer. She raised her hand and said, "I'm actually to platinum, and the band is made of platinum. You all saw how my fingers became swollen shortly after I touched the ring. The reaction usually lasts for a few hours. If I had stolen the ring, my hand should have been swollen red and covered with painful bumps before now. It only became swollen just now. In essence, this is the first time I ever held the ring, so I didn't steal it." As Annabelle spoke, she raised her swollen hand for all to see. "No, it's impossible." Heather stared at Annabelle's hand in disbelief. How could this be? How could it be such a coincidence that Annabelle was allergic to platinum? "You must have done something." Heather snatched the ring from the policeman and looked at it carefully, trying to find out something wrong. To her disappointment, there was nothing wrong. It was exactly how she remembered it to be. Heather's expression changed. She was dumbfounded. She had meticulously set everything up. Why did her plan fail? No. At the sight of the disappointment on Heather's face, Annabelle smiled and snatched the ring with her normal hand. "It's hard to convince you, huh? Not to worry, I'll show you again." The result was the same. Her left hand became swollen in a few minutes just like the right. "This is enough proof that I didn't steal the ring, right?" Annabelle uttered slowly. "Well, it's clear that Miss Hewitt is allergic to platinum. So, she couldn't possibly have stolen the ring." The police chief aired his opinion after weighing all the terms. "Thank you, officer." Annabelle then turned to the waiter sharply and inquired, "You have some explaining to do, don't you?" "I..." Beads of sweat appeared on the waiter's forehead. He fiddled with his fingers and looked at Heather for help. Heather shot him a murderous glare, gritting her teeth. The waiter shivered and sank to his knees before Annabelle. "I'm sorry. I stole the ring," he uttered with tears in his eyes. "Oh, really?" Annabelle's sarcastic tone indicated that she didn't believe him at all. There was no way a mere waiter like him could have gotten access to Heather and stolen the ring without her noticing. Besides, he didn't seem like someone who could come up with such a perfect scheme. "I'm sorry. I stole the ring because I was blinded by greed. Please forgive me. Such a thing won't repeat itself." Seeing that the waiter took the blame for everything, Heather breathed a sigh of relief. Chapter 23 Forced Apology. Oh, my God. So, It was you that stole my ring. But how did it get into Annabelle's purse? Heather questioned the waiter just to pin the whole thing on him. I planned to sell the ring after getting off work. However, you began to look for it and even asked the security to search everywhere. I was scared of getting exposed, so I slipped the ring into her purse when no one was looking. Please forgive me. I didn't mean it. My mother is lying seriously ill in the hospital, and she needs surgery. I have no money, so I was forced to steal. Tell me, who put you up to this? Annabelle asked, frowning at him. No one. I did on my own accord, the waiter answered in a trembling voice, but he kept looking at Heather with fear. Heather feared that everything would be exposed if Annabelle continued to interrogate the waiter. Biting her lower lip, she chipped in, "You know what? I don't want to pursue the matter. I'll let you off the hook because you did it for your mother. Thank you. I'm sorry once again." The waiter thanked and apologized to Heather. "You don't want to pursue it? That wasn't what you said when I was accused of stealing the ring. Why the sudden change of mind?" Annabelle uttered expressionlessly. "That's enough, everyone. Since the ring has been found and Heather has forgiven the thief, there's no point dragging the matter," Brock piped up when he saw that Heather was too embarrassed to say a word. Heather waved her hand in a hurry and asked the police to take the waiter away. She took the ring, turned around, and was about to leave. "Wait a minute." Annabelle stepped forward and blocked Heather's way. This schemer wanted to leave after causing so much damage. Annabelle wasn't going to allow her to get away with this. No one dared to humiliate her and leave just like that. "What's the matter?" Heather looked at Annabelle warily. With a smirk, Annabelle uttered, "Are you going to leave just like that? You humiliated me in front of all these people. I almost got arrested for what I didn't do. The least you can do before leaving is to apologize to me. Go on, I'm waiting." "No way." Heather's blood was boiling. The last thing she wanted to do was to apologize to Annabelle, a country bumpkin, in front of all these dignitaries. What would that make her? "Apologize to her," Rupert said in a deep and cold voice. The terrifying expression on his face made Heather take a step back. Balling her hands into fists, she said very reluctantly, "I'm sorry, Annabelle. I shouldn't have accused you wrongly just now." Annabelle rubbed her ear and asked, "What did you say?"
"I didn't hear you."
Biting back the curses she had for Annabelle, Heather sighed deeply and uttered through gritted teeth, "I'm sorry." The shame was too much for her to bear. She wanted to disappear immediately. Unlike his granddaughter, Brock wasn't ashamed to apologize. He cleared his throat and said, "I'm sorry for what happened, Annabelle. Heather isn't at fault. It was just one big misunderstanding. Don't take it to heart, okay? It's fine. I just hope that next time such a thing happens, you will give the accused a listening ear and find out the truth before taking sides. False accusations are very destructive to a person," Annabelle intoned with a polite smile. At this moment, Brock became extremely embarrassed. He faked a smile and muttered, "Noted. Anyway, are your hands okay? How about I ask someone to take you to the hospital?" "No, thanks. I'm tired. I'll take my leave now." The issue drained Annabelle's strength. She yawned, picked up her purse, and left under the gaze of everyone. As she stood by the roadside for a taxi, lightning suddenly flashed and thunder struck. The air became chilly, it was about to rain. What an unlucky night. Annabelle didn't have an umbrella, and there was no taxi in sight. A raindrop suddenly fell on her face, sending a chill to her entire body. Just as she began looking for where to take shelter, a black Bentley stopped right next to her. It was Rupert's. The car door opened, and Rupert's handsome face came into view. "Get in," he said simply. Annabelle was a little stunned. Why did Rupert leave the party too? Did he purposely leave because of her? But why? With a raised eyebrow, Rupert uttered, "Are you not getting in?" "Thank you." As soon as Annabelle sat in the passenger seat, she remembered what happened the last time. She quickly fastened her seat belt to avoid a repetition. Rupert swallowed hard.
his hands tightened over the steering wheel. Annabelle looked so hot this evening. The red dress she had on accentuated her curves. One of her thighs was visible due to the split on the side of the dress.
Damn, she was just too sexy.
Where are we going? Looking out of the window, Annabelle realized that this was not the way home.
Rupert tilted his head and cast a glance at her.
To the hospital.
Hospital?
Why are we going to the hospital?
Annabelle was confused.
Rupert frowned.
Have you forgotten that your hands are red and swollen?
How?
Considerate of him.
Thank you, but you need not bother. It's just a minor allergy reaction, Annabelle said with a smile.
You call that minor?
Besides, why did you hurt yourself just to prove your innocence?
What else could I have done?
Should I have allowed them to frame me as a shameless thief?
Annabelle slightly tilted her body.
You should have employed another means,
a better one, Rupert responded coldly.
What other means?
Can you think of any that is better than the one I used?
Annabelle fired back, rubbing the space between her eyebrows. It had been a close shave for her. She had almost gotten arrested because of Heather's flawless scheme. Her allergy to platinum was the only thing that could prove that she never touched the ring.
Annabelle didn't think there were any better ways.
Rupert looked at her and said in a low voice, "You should have turned to me for help."
How was turning to him for help a better way?
What could he have done to help her?
Annabelle couldn't understand this. She said with a faint smile, "Anyway, thank you."
She was grateful that he trusted her against all odds.
Rupert snorted without responding.
Again, he found her intriguing. She was calm and very smart.
This wasn't how he imagined her to be before they met.
Rupert took her to the hospital.
The doctor checked the allergy reaction and revealed that it was nothing serious. He then prescribed an ointment.
After they got home, Annabelle wanted to go back to her room, but Rupert stopped her.
You should sleep in my room. I'm worried about you.
Annabelle wanted to refuse, but when she saw the sincerity in his eyes, she nodded. The two of them walked into his room.
I'm going to take a shower.
Rupert strode to the bathroom.
The pattering sound of water was heard shortly after.
Sitting on the sofa, Annabelle took out the ointment the doctor prescribed and carefully applied it on her fingers. Her fingers itched.
After applying the ointment, Annabelle stood up, but her head accidentally bumped into Rupert's chin.
A sharp pain came from the crown of her head. She raised her head, only to see Rupert standing in front of her.
Ouch.
When did you get here?
She asked, her eyes widening in surprise.
Chapter 24. You are not my type. Annabelle had been so engrossed in applying the ointment that she didn't notice his presence.
Here he was standing in a white bathrobe with part of his bra chest visible.
The collision made his chin hurt, so his face was a little knitted.
Droplets of water fell from the tip of his hair. His eyebrows and eyelashes were also wet.
Annabelle took in his appearance for an indeterminate amount of time. She had to admit that he was very good looking.
Have you feasted your eyes enough?
Rupert asked with a smug smile, jarring her from her world of fantasy.
When did you get here?
You scared the shit out of me. Stop tiptoeing like a thief. And get dressed immediately.
Annabelle rubbed her head and looked away shyly.
Rupert chuckled and buttoned up the bathrobe.
Rubbing his chin, he uttered teasingly, "My chin hurts because you bumped into me. What are you going to do about this?"
She bumped into him, but she complained instead of apologizing.
I'm going to take a shower.
Annabelle was a little flustered under his intense gaze. She grabbed clean clothes and rushed into the bathroom. She muttered to herself, "Why did he come out dressed like that? Oh, God. Why am I sweating all of a sudden?"
Staring at Annabelle as she ran away from him, Rupert couldn't help but wonder if he was scary.
Knock. Knock. Knock.
Annabelle was still showering when she suddenly heard a series of knocks on the bathroom door.
Who is there?
Her heart skipped a bit as she rinsed the lather off her face.
Who could be knocking?
Was it Rupert?
He was the only one in the room.
What did he want?
Sure enough, Rupert's attractive voice came from the other side. It's me. Annabelle put up her guard immediately. What do you want? Can't you tell I'm still taking a shower? Go away. You dropped something, Rupert said in a low and hoarse voice. What's that? Annabelle turned off the shower and wrapped herself in a short bath towel. She thought Rupert was lying. She didn't think she had dropped something. Even if she had, couldn't he wait until she finished having her shower? This man was up to something. He always behaved decently. But could it be that he was actually a peeping Tom? At the thought of this, Annabelle made up her mind to fight Rupert off with all her strength if he dared to make any sexual advances at her. You should have a look at it yourself. A smile tugged at the corners of Rupert's mouth as he took a look at the item in his hand. Annabelle was confused. She checked the pile of clothes she had brought into the bathroom. To her dismay, her clean underwear was missing. It must have fallen outside when she was in a hurry. Was that what Rupert was holding? This was so embarrassing. Annabelle pulled her hair as she grew anxious. Her face turned red. After much hesitation, she tiptoed to the door, opened it a little, and stuck her head out to say, I dropped it by accident. Hand it over. The orange light shone on her face. Her smooth and tender skin was glittering with droplets of water. It was slightly red. Rupert couldn't help gawking at her. His lips curled up in a big smile. He held out the underwear and said softly, be careful. Don't drop it again. Thank you. Annabelle snatched it, and her hand brushed his briefly. The electrifying heat from his hand made her cheeks burn. Seeing that he smiled more brightly, she shut the door in his face. She could hear her heart beating fast. Gosh! What was wrong with her? This was so embarrassing. For the first time, Annabelle regretted agreeing to come to this household just to please her grandfather. It dawned on her that she was asking for trouble. Annabelle took a few deep breaths to dispel the inexplicable tension in her heart. After taking a shower, she walked out of the bathroom to find Rupert sitting on the sofa. He had his legs crossed leisurely with a financial magazine in his hands. His handsome eyes were narrowed and fixed on the magazine. I'm going to bed. Annabelle walked to him. The moment she finished speaking, she regretted it. Her words were ambiguous. Oh? Is that an invitation? Rupert raised his head and asked in a charming voice. What? How was that an invitation? Annabelle only said that because she was so tired and wanted to sleep immediately. How could he twist her words to mean something else? His mind was so corrupt. Rupert Benton. Annabelle put on a serious face. Stop being narcissistic. We are only together because of our grandfathers. All these will be over in 3 months. Behave yourself. He being was narcissistic? Never had any woman said such to Rupert before. A cold glint suddenly took the place of the warmness in his eyes. He eyed her from head to toe and uttered, don't flatter yourself. You don't even have a good figure. If I want to sleep with someone, it won't be you. You are not my type. I like my women curvy, sophisticated, and nice. Did he just say that she had a bad figure? Annabelle couldn't believe her ears. She had a good curvaceous figure that turned heads. You also don't have a good figure. None one in your family has a good figure. You are all ugly, too. Annabelle fired back, rolling her eyes at him. She could be likened to a rabbit whose carrot was just stolen. Rupert looked away and said, I don't have time for this. I'm going to the study. He sprang to his feet and left without a backward glance. However, he couldn't get Annabelle out of his mind. She was beautiful, smart, confident, and neither humble nor pushy. She was his spec. But unfortunately, she was not the one he was looking for. The incident that happened to him when he was 13 years old replayed in his head. Rupert, your hand is injured. Let me bind it up for you. A girl in a ponytail, who was a few years younger than him, held out a handkerchief. She carefully bound up his wound and made a beautiful bow knot. Does it hurt? The girl raised her head, revealing her beautiful big eyes. Rupert wrapped his arms around her and said firmly, no, It doesn't. Don't be afraid, Candy. Help will come soon. I'm sure of that. As soon as Rupert jolted back to reality, he opened the drawer and took out a faded handkerchief. He stared at it for a long time. Where was Candy now? Was she living a good life? The following morning, Annabelle woke up to find that she was all alone in the room. The other side of the bed was cold. Did Rupert stay in the study all night? Annabelle rubbed her temples and wondered if she had misjudged him. A powerful and handsome man like him had many admirers. Annabelle was known to be a country girl. How would he take a fancy to her when he had better options? Annabelle was delighted to know that he didn't want her. She didn't want anything to complicate matters. The lack of love was the perfect excuse she could give her grandfather. At the thought of this, Annabelle hummed a song happily as she left for work. She had barely sat at her desk for a few minutes when Nina sent for her. What can I do for you? Annabelle looked at Nina indifferently. She'd had it up to here with this woman's constant troubles. She wondered what Nina had up her sleeves this time around. Chapter 25 Overstepping Boundaries. There's a new task for you, Annabelle. Our company is cooperating with Lady Fashion for next season. You will be responsible for the project. Jealousy flickered in Nina's eyes as she spoke. She handed a few documents to Annabelle and continued, "These documents contain all the needed information about the project. Take a look at them quickly." "Okay," said Annabelle as she took over the documents. She then turned around and returned to her desk. Nina scowled with jealousy as she stared at Annabelle's back. She had been in charge of the project. However, Rupert called her to his office this morning and ordered her to give Annabelle the project. She couldn't understand why. What was so good about that hillbilly? Was it because she was Rupert's fiancée? Just as Nina was fuming, a text message came through. "How far with the task I gave you the last time?" The message was from Heather. Nina thought for a while and soon replied, "Don't worry, I'm on it. That bumpkin will be ousted this time." Heather replied simply, "Do it ASAP." She was running out of patience. Her ploy to frame Annabelle as a thief had failed. Annabelle had not only proved her innocence but also made Heather seem like a fool. Heather wouldn't want to lose to Annabelle again. Clenching the phone in her hand, Heather said with an evil expression, "Just wait and see, Annabelle. You'll weep buckets by the time I'm done with you." Annabelle spent the entire day studying the documents Nina handed to her. The project was about the launch of a new series of jewelry for the next season by Benton Group in collaboration with Lady Fashion. It was already at the design stage. All Annabelle needed to do was check out the progress and point out any discrepancies. It was a piece of cake. When Annabelle got back from work, she saw that her belongings were no longer in Rupert's room, they had been moved to a guest room on the first floor. "Who moved my things here?" Annabelle inquired, looking confused. Kathy showed up out of nowhere. She then said with a smug smile, "I did. Do you have a problem with that? Do you have any idea that touching someone else's things counts as infringement of privacy and attempted theft?" Annabelle folded her arms and leaned against the doorframe with an indifferent expression. "They are just shabby suitcases." Kathy scoffed. "The Benton family took you in and fed you good food these past few days. I'm sure the guest room is far better than the master bedroom in the shack where your family lives. You are very ungrateful. If you don't want this room, you should go back to your dilapidated home." "Shabby suitcases?" Annabelle stared at Kathy as if she was looking at a fool. These leather suitcases were specially made for her by a top foreign designer. They were more luxurious than those of most popular brands. Everything, from the design to the workmanship and materials used, was the best of the best. How dare Kathy run them down? It appeared she didn't know anything about fashion and quality. "What's going on here?" Rupert arrived home to meet a heated quarrel ongoing on the first floor. "Rupert?" Kathy grabbed his arm and spoke in an aggrieved tone. "I was kind to help Annabelle to move her things. Instead of thanking me, she accused me of stealing and infringing her privacy. Even beggars would not want her suitcases. How can I steal anything from her?" Annabelle snapped her fingers and uttered, "Rupert, You heard her, right? She moved my things without my permission. With a frown, Rupert pulled his arm away and asked firmly, Kathy, why did you move Annabelle's things? The searing glare Kathy received from him made her step back in fear. Your mom gave the order. Hearing this, Rupert nodded his head thoughtfully. He knew his mother disliked Annabelle. However, he didn't like that she was being treated unfairly. If his grandfather found out about this, he would throw a fit. Take Annabelle's things back to my room, Rupert ordered a servant. There will be no need for that. Annabelle refused once she remembered what transpired between them last night. Rupert was a little annoyed by her refusal. She would rather stay in a guest room than stay with him. Displeased, Rupert said, suit yourself. Yes, I will do just that. This room isn't bad, after all. Annabelle shrugged. She didn't mind staying here. She could stay anywhere else as long as it wasn't Rupert's bedroom. She didn't want to face the embarrassment she faced last night again. The guest room was beautifully decorated and livable, so Annabelle liked it. After arranging her things in the room, she sat on the sofa to rest. Her phone suddenly rang. She looked at the screen, only to see that it was Marcel. Hello, Annabelle speaking, she uttered, pressing the phone to her ear. Hey. It's me, Annabelle. Are you free this Sunday night? Marcel's voice came from the other end of the line. Annabelle didn't have a lot on her plate, so she figured that she would be free on Sunday. She replied with a smile, yes, I'm free. What's up? I just finished shooting a new drama. I'd appreciate it if you can celebrate with me. Marcel invited her with expectation. Congratulations on the success of the shoot. Annabelle was happy to hear the good news. 7 o'clock on Sunday night at Charming Bar? All right, I'll see you then. Who was that on the phone? A sharp voice suddenly came from behind as soon as Annabelle got off the phone. She almost jumped out of her skin. She turned around and saw Rupert's handsome face. You know that's none of your business, right? Annabelle stood up and queried with a frown. Besides, why did you come into my room without permission? Don't you know to knock? Rupert's face darkened when she wasn't going to tell him the truth. Judging by the way Annabelle smiled so brightly as she spoke on the phone, he reasoned that the caller was a man. But now, she was aggressive. This is my home. I can enter any room I want, Rupert said coldly. Anyway, I came here to inform you that we will go to visit my grandpa this weekend. Okay, no problem. Annabelle agreed without hesitation. Bruce was good friends with her grandfather. Since she was in Daubug, she felt obligated to pay the old man a visit. Rupert was stunned by her agreement. He had expected her to say no. Thinking of the call just now, he said coldly, remember you are my fiancé. Don't bring shame to me and my family by going to the bar with some man. What did he mean by that? Was he prohibiting her from going out on Sunday night? What nonsense! He had no right to do that. Could it be that he saw himself as her real fiancé? I'm a grown woman, Rupert. I'm free to go wherever I want, with whomever I want. My actions have nothing to do with you or your family. This engagement will be called off in 3 months. Don't you think you have gone too far? Annabelle yelled at him. Without waiting for Rupert to reply, she pointed at the door and added, I want to go to bed now. Please use the door. Rupert's handsome face twitched. Was she driving him out? Chapter 26 Lovey-dovey Act. Annabelle pushed Rupert out and shut the door in his face. Rupert was furious, but he couldn't do anything. It was the first time someone was driving him away. And this person was a woman. He wanted to lend her a hand. He asked Nina to hand over the cooperation project with Lady Fashion to Annabelle just so she would have more opportunities to learn. Since she was still a newbie, Rupert figured that she would have a hard time dealing with the big project. He wanted to teach her whatever she found difficult. To his dismay, she drove him out of her room like he was a pest. What an ungrateful woman! Annabelle didn't have the slightest idea what Rupert was thinking. If she knew that he saw her as someone who didn't know the ropes of the new project, she would be flabbergasted. Instead of going to bed like she earlier said, Annabelle took out a laptop from her suitcase and opened an encrypted file. The file contained a new dress design she made. One of Annabelle's identities was Leo, the most famous fashion designer in the world. Leo appeared out of nowhere 2 years ago. The big break came after Leo designed the wedding dress of a princess from Etrida Kingdom. Leo became a viral sensation overnight in the fashion industry. However, no one knew who this excellent designer was. Leo stayed out of the public eye and didn't attend award shows, fashion shows, or even granted any interviews. All the media interaction was done by Anika Mendoza, the person in charge of Leo's studio. Everything about Leo was a secret, no one even knew what gender Leo was. They were in for a big surprise if the truth ever got out that the famous and revered designer was a woman in her early 20s. Annabelle devoted herself to work and revised a few details of the design. Soon, it was done. She sent the design drawings to Anika and texted, "Novelibook.com launched the Elsa series immediately. Got it?" replied Anika quickly. Sunday soon rolled by. Early in the morning, Rupert took Annabelle to his grandfather's place. It was a three-story villa that was located in the middle of a huge mountain. There was a river nearby. The serene scenery was a sight to behold. The butler, Jackson Dawson, warmly welcomed Rupert and Annabelle in. "Where is Grandpa?" Rupert asked, walking in. Jackson replied, "He is waiting for you inside. You must be Annabelle." Annabelle smiled and nodded politely. Rupert angled his arm and signaled Annabelle to lock arms with him. "What are you doing?" queried Annabelle, giving him a wary glance. "What does it look like?" Rupert frowned slightly. "You need to behave well in front of my grandfather. Remember that he's old and sick." Annabelle understood. After a moment of hesitation, she locked arms with him. She also prayed that Bruce would get well soon. The two walked into the living room with their arms locked like a loving couple. A gray-haired man was sitting on a sofa in the living room. He had on a pair of gold-rimmed glasses. He was Bruce Benton, Rupert's grandfather. "Good morning, Grandpa," Rupert greeted, walking toward Bruce. With a sweet smile, Annabelle went with him and greeted, "Hello, Bruce." Bruce stood up and looked at Annabelle with loving eyes. "It's so good to see you, Anna. You've grown up." The last time he saw Annabelle was 5 years ago. At that time, she was just an immature teenager. Now, she was a slim and tall woman with bright eyes and a pretty face. She and Rupert were a perfect match in Bruce's eyes. "How are you doing, Bruce? My grandpa has been worried about you." Annabelle helped Bruce take his seat again. She lowered her head and took a closer look at him. She was always sick as a child. Novelibook.com. Her grandfather hired the best doctor to take care of her at home. Due to being with medics every day, Annabelle picked up many medical skills. After examining Bruce carefully, she saw that his face was ruddy and he didn't look sickly. His body wasn't like that of a sick or weak person at all. Bruce was just pretending to be sick. Rupert was a filial grandson. He was ready to go to great lengths to please his grandfather. Bruce knew this, so he feigned ill health just to force Rupert to agree to marry Annabelle. He was playing tricks on the oblivious Rupert. Annabelle thanked her stars that she found the truth. However, she felt pity for Bruce because he would be disappointed when she called off the engagement. As Annabelle went over the whole thing in her head, she turned her head to look at Rupert. Rupert flashed her a doting smile and held her hand. Annabelle's first instinct was to pull her hand back. However, when she remembered the talk she had with him outside, she stiffened and smiled back at him. Bruce didn't notice any awkwardness. He felt these two already had feelings for each other, so he smiled with satisfaction. At this moment, Jackson came rushing and announced, "Erica and Heather Norman are here." "What? Erica was here? With Heather?" A faint frown appeared on Annabelle's face when she saw these women. "Dad, how are you? Are you feeling better?" Heather has been worried sick about you, so I brought her to visit you, said Erica.
Hello, Bruce.
Heather smiled sweetly.
I wanted to visit you when I heard you were sick, but I didn't want to disturb you. I'm here now. It's good to see that you are recovering well.
The smile on Bruce's face faded a little. He knew very well that Heather had feelings for his grandson. He also knew that his daughter-in-law, Erica, liked Heather and disliked Annabelle just because she came from the countryside. No one was good enough for Rupert like Annabelle, as far as Bruce was concerned. He felt that Annabelle was 1,000 times better than Heather. And that was as fact. They only looked down on Annabelle because they didn't know who she really was.
Mom, why are you here?
Rupert's face was contorted with irritation when he saw Heather. He brought Annabelle here to visit Bruce. Why did his mother show up with Heather today of all days? Why can't I be here? Heather is a filial and well-mannered young girl. She has always wanted to visit. She happened to be free today, so we came together. Erica smiled and nudged Heather toward Rupert. Taking the hint, Heather squeezed herself between Rupert and Annabelle. She then pressed her side on Rupert shamelessly. It was crystal clear to Annabelle that Erica brought Heather here to tell her off. She pursed her lips and said nothing. So, Erica disliked her this much? With her eyes glistening with obsession, Heather held Rupert's arm and said, Rupert, my brother will be back from abroad in a few days. Let's have a get-together then, okay?
I don't have time, Rupert refused coldly without hesitation.
Why don't you have time? Is it because of work? Heather asked in a disappointed tone. Rupert shook Heather's grip off, went to Annabelle, and wrapped his arm around her waist.
Annabelle just came to Daubug, so I have to show her around.
After freezing for a moment, Annabelle snuggled into Rupert's arms and said cutely, Oh, baby. I want to go shopping. We should also go to some of the best restaurants, okay?
Anything for you, darling.
Rupert looked down at her dotingly. Heather's jaw dropped at the sight of these two being lovey-dovey. Her face turned green with envy. Still, she hid her jealousy, took out a small box, and held it out to Bruce.
Bruce, I brought you some tonics. My grandfather had them shipped from abroad just for you, Heather said, setting the box down on the table beside Bruce.
After a pause, she looked at Annabelle and mused, Annabelle, this should be your first time seeing these, right?
You know what?
I'll bring some for you next time.
Thanks, but no thanks, Annabelle replied indifferently, ignoring her sarcasm.
Heather then folded her arms and inquired, Annabelle, what gift did you bring for Bruce?
Chapter 27 Strange Picture. Heather stared at Annabelle with a corner of her lips raised. In her eyes, it was impossible for a poor girl like Annabelle to bring a decent gift or anything at all for Bruce. She wanted to paint herself as the only woman qualified enough to be Rupert's wife. It had gotten to her that Bruce was the one who got Rupert and Annabelle engaged. She wanted to seize this opportunity to change Bruce's mind. She had been sucking up to Erica for a long time, and it worked. However, Rupert was still cold and distant to her. Erica informed her that Rupert stayed engaged to Annabelle just to please his grandfather. As a result, Heather figured that she had to work extra hard to leave a good impression on Bruce while also pulling Annabelle down, so she could become the new Mrs. Benton soon.
I didn't prepare any gift.
Strangely, there was no panic on Annabelle's face. Disdain flashed through Heather's eyes. She knew that this hillbilly came empty-handed.
Annabelle was so rude and uncultured in front of Bruce. It appeared she would be kicked out very soon. To her greatest surprise, Annabelle took out a painting from her bag and said with a bright smile, This is Monet's work, Woman with a Parasol. My grandpa asked me to give it to you.
Bruce's eyes lit up as soon as he saw the painting. He said happily, This is nice. Thank Leonard for me.
Heather's mouth was agape as she stared at the painting. The figure in the painting was lifelike. It looked like a masterpiece worth millions. Compared to the painting, Heather's gift was nothing. Bruce was a lover of paintings. He smiled from ear to ear as he looked at the painting with bright eyes.
How was this possible?
How did a pauper like Annabelle get such a precious painting? It looked real, but was it fake? Yes, it must be a fake. At the thought of this, Heather blurted out, Annabelle, don't you think it's insulting to gift Bruce a fake painting? A fake painting? Annabelle's eyebrows furrowed instantly. The painting was a real, not fake at all. Heather only made that assumption because she thought Annabelle was from a poor family. Heather, are you doubting Bruce's ability to detect an original painting from a fake? Annabelle fired back sarcastically with a faint smile. Heather's cheeks turned red in embarrassment. That's not what I meant. Everyone knows that Monet's pieces are invaluable. How did you get this painting? What? Are you insinuating that I stole the painting? Annabelle uttered in a cold voice. Rupert, who had been silent, spoke up. The painting is original. Questions swirled in his mind as he looked at Annabelle. Wasn't she from a poor family in the countryside? How come her grandfather was able to get a hold of such a priceless piece of art? Novelybook.com. Suspicion had been growing in Rupert's mind these past few days. He couldn't brush off the feeling that Annabelle wasn't that simple. Despite Rupert's confirmation, Heather didn't back down. But the painting is original, but I can't say the same for your dress, Annabelle cut Heather off. She shook her head dramatically and added, it's so fake. What nonsense are you talking about? Heather was offended. My dress was designed by an international designer, Leo. You won't know who that is because you know nothing about fashion. How dare you say my dress is fake? Annabelle let out a chuckle. No one else knew Leo like she did. The dress Heather was wearing was exquisite. However, Annabelle noticed right off the bat that it was just an expensive counterfeit. She had made this design, and she knew only two dresses were released for sale. A famous star bought one of them while the other was purchased by a princess of Etruda Kingdom. Heather was neither of these two women, so she was wearing a fake. Judging from the way Heather was so bold, Annabelle sensed that she didn't know she had bought a fake one. Contrary to what you think, I know about Leo and this dress. It might interest you to know that Leo always puts a heart-shaped mark on the hem of each dress. How about you check if your dress has this mark? Annabelle suggested with a smirk. The heart-shaped mark was a signature that she used for all the one clothing she designed under the name, Leo. Anika was in charge of the sewing, and no one could have copied the mark. What heart-shaped mark? I've never heard of it. Stop talking for nonsense. Heather didn't believe her at all. What could this bumpkin know about fashion? She felt that Annabelle was just trying to get on her nerves. Annabelle whipped out her phone, tapped on the screen, then said, you should check the hottest fashion news today. Quapi.ers Dwayne Ruyui, the hottest fashion news. Heather was confused. Leo launched a new series named Elsa Today. The heart-shaped mark was introduced in the post. A smile tugged at the corners of Annabelle's lips as she spoke. The timing was just right. The launching of the new series, Elsa, became the hottest fashion topic online. The post introduced the design concept of Leo in detail, including the heart-shaped mark. Suspiciously, Heather took out her phone and saw the news. Sure enough, Anika stated that every dress produced by Leo Studio had a heart-shaped mark to distinguish them from counterfeits. Heather's dress had none. Her face turned pale. Novelybook.com then read. She was livid. The dress had cost her a fortune, but it was fake. She got embarrassed in front of Rupert. Even Erica looked at her skeptically. How could Heather have such a terrible judgment? Heather was short of words as she glared at Annabelle, who seemed so happy now. How did Annabelle know so much? Rupert suddenly approached Annabelle and whispered in her ear, how did you know that? As a businessman who collaborated with fashion companies, he knew about Leo Studio. They had never mentioned anything about the mark until this morning. How did Annabelle know about it? Well, I just heard it from my friend, Annabelle lied, shrugging indifferently. Rupert squinted at her. His instincts told him she was lying. He was just hearing about the heart-shaped mark. Why did Annabelle's so-called friend know about it even before it was announced?
I'm famished.
Jackson, tell the cook to set the table for lunch. Erica changed the subject to help Heather out. Jackson looked at his boss for approval. He then did as he was told after receiving a nod from Bruce. Annabelle sat down at the table. She was casually looking around when she caught sight of a photo on a small table by the corner. It was a picture of Bruce holding a white dog. The dog looked familiar. Annabelle turned to Rupert and whispered, "Is the dog in the photo your grandpa's?" Following the line of her vision, Rupert's eyes fell on the photo. A hint of sadness appeared on his handsome face. "The dog was my grandmother's. Its name is Dolly. 2 years ago, she passed away, and Dolly ran away from home. Rupert had hired some people to search every nook and cranny of the city for Dolly, but the dog was nowhere to be found. He knew that Dolly's disappearance made his grandfather sad."
"I see," Annabelle said thoughtfully.
Chapter 28 Annabelle, "Thank you," Annabelle bowed and said politely, "I'm sorry. I have to leave for a while."
"Where are you off to?"
Rupert asked with a slight frown.
"Lunch will be served soon."
What was so important that Annabelle wanted to leave at this time? Something just came up. With that, Annabelle stood up and walked out of the door. She called the doctor at the veterinary hospital. "Hello, Annabelle Hewitt speaking. I dropped off a dog for treatment a few days ago. How is it now?" The veterinarian's voice came from the other end of the phone.
"I was just about to call you. The dog has fully recovered."
"Oh, that's good to know. I'm on my way to pick it up now," said Annabelle, breathing a sigh of relief. The dog Annabelle saw Bruce holding in the picture shared a striking resemblance with the stray dog she saved some days back. More so, the collar was exactly the same. She could feel it in her guts that the stray dog was the long-lost Dolly. Judging how sad Rupert looked when he spoke about the dog, it seemed that it meant a lot to Bruce. Annabelle wanted to get the dog back to the old man right away. Erica was fuming. "What's wrong with Annabelle? She just walked out on all of us." Heather echoed, "I can't believe she left us all to wait for her before having lunch. Who does she think she is?"
"Coepierio and Abel," Rupert glanced at Bruce and said, "I guess there's an emergency at work, so she went to deal with it."
He made an excuse for Annabelle even though he didn't know why she left in a hurry. He just couldn't sit back and watch these women badmouth her.
"Oh, stop making up excuses for her. What's so important than spending time with your grandfather?"
Erica raised her voice. "She's such a rude lowlife. Heather is much more respectful and decent than her." A smug smile appeared on Heather's face. She feigned shyness and said, "I'm flattered, Erica." Bruce's face darkened.
"I'm not offended at all. Since Annabelle rushed to the company to solve a problem once she received the news, it shows she's hardworking. That's commendable."
Erica was rendered speechless by the old man's words. Similarly, jealousy ravaged Heather's insides. She bit her lower lip and cursed Annabelle out in her mind. Novelybook.com. She hated that bumpkin. Why did Bruce value her so much? In terms of family background and appearance, Annabelle was no match for her. Why didn't Bruce like her instead? Despite the questions Heather badly wanted to ask Bruce, she put on a worried expression and said, "Annabelle should have told us when she will get back. It's already lunchtime. Bruce, you shouldn't go hungry. You need to be fed so you can recover faster.
Let's just eat."
Rupert frowned. He knew why Erica and Heather came here today. Although his engagement to Annabelle was just for convenience, he couldn't allow anyone to sling mud at her.
"Jackson, serve the dishes," Bruce ordered.
"Yes, sir," Jackson said respectfully and ordered the servants to serve the food.
"Please have a drumstick. It is good for your health."
Heather picked up a drumstick and put it on Bruce's plate. Bruce nodded, but he moved the drumstick aside and continued to eat like nothing happened. Embarrassed, Heather turned to look at Rupert. Today, Rupert wore a white shirt. The blue tie was loosened a little, and his sleeves were rolled up. He looked more easygoing. However,
his handsome face was still cold and alienated. He was peeling a prawn at this moment. He looked elegant, noble, and perfect. Rupert made peeling a prawn look so exotic. Heather wished she was the prawn. She had always fantasized about being with Rupert. Why didn't he reciprocate her love even though she gave him several green lights all these years? Heather quickly peeled a prawn and tried to put it on Rupert's plate. Here, try this one I peeled for you. Rupert moved his plate aside and said coldly, no need. I don't eat what someone else has touched. The prawn slipped from Heather's hand, fell on the table, and then to the floor. Heather was stunned. She had swallowed her pride to peel a prawn for Rupert. However, he turned it down without hesitation. Her heart ached. Rupert, I'm not just anyone. Don't be mean to her, Rupert. She peeled that prawn out of the goodness of her heart, Erica chimed in. Rupert pursed his lips. Just as he was about to say something, he caught glimpse of a familiar figure from the corner of his eye. Novelybook.com. He showed a soft smile. He raised his eyebrows and called out, Annabelle. Following the direction of Rupert's gaze, Heather saw Annabelle trotting back with a white dog in her arms. She screamed, Annabelle, why did you bring a dog here? We are having lunch. Get that thing away. Woof. 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 The dog began to bark and struggled to get off Annabelle's arms. You are in a hurry, huh? With a smile, Annabelle bent down and let go of the dog. It took to its heels, jumped on Bruce's legs, and rubbed against him intimately. Dolly. Bruce's eyes lit up. He was so excited that his hands trembled slightly. He looked at the dog in his arms in disbelief. Woof. Woof. Dolly barked as if it was responding in the affirmative. So good to see you, Dolly. I have missed you so much. Bruce stroked Dolly's fur, tears welling up in his eyes. The long-lost dog was finally home. Annabelle, where did you find Dolly? Rupert's inquiring eyes fell on Annabelle. Only now did it dawn on him that Annabelle went out to fetch Dolly. She had only seen a picture of the dog a few minutes back. How she was able to bring Dolly back so soon. Where she did see it? Rupert had so many questions in his mind. Annabelle had come back on foot, so she was a little out of breath. She took a few deep breaths before answering with a smile, Do you remember when I was late for work a few days ago and Nina almost fired me? Rupert nodded. Chapter 29. Heather lost. Looking into Rupert's eyes, Annabelle gave him a sweet smile and said, My pleasure. Sit down, Anna. Dine with us. Bruce was in a good mood now that his late wife's dog was back. Jackson, ask someone to bring a set of cutlery for Anna. Yes, sir. Jackson immediately did as he was told. Bruce moved his seat aside, signaling Annabelle to sit next to Rupert. Thank you, Bruce. Annabelle sat down next to Rupert and smiled. Thank you for bringing Dolly back, Anna. It means so much to me. Bruce embraced Dolly tightly as if he was never going to let it go. His misty eyes glistened with gratitude. Dolly had been missing for a long time. If it weren't for Annabelle, he wouldn't have seen the dog again. How would he explain Dolly's disappearance when he joined his late wife in the afterlife? Thank goodness Dolly was back home now. I just found Dolly by chance. Annabelle lowered her head and pet the dog. Dolly's fur was soft. It felt good to touch it. The dog was cleaner and healthier than it was a few days ago. The vet had done a great job. Dolly wagged its tail as Annabelle petted it. It was obvious it liked her. I say destiny made you cross path with Dolly, Bruce commented happily, touching his beard. For the 100th time, Heather was extremely jealous of Annabelle as Bruce was so affectionate toward her. Today wasn't going well for her at all. First, her gift to Bruce was belittled by the one Annabelle gave. Then, it was revealed that the dress she had on was fake. And now, Annabelle found favor in Bruce's eyes because she found the lost dog. Heather had lost on all counts. Her ploy to win Bruce's favor failed woefully. Anna, eat to your fill, okay? Bruce urged her kindly. Annabelle nodded. She was eating when she saw a hand drop a peeled prawn on her plate. Surprised, she raised her head to see Rupert smiling at her. He said gracefully, "Eat it. I don't like prawns."
Rupert peeled a prawn for her? It took Annabelle time to process what just happened. Why was a nobleman like him doing such a thing for her?
Perhaps he only did that because she reunited Bruce with Dolly.
"Thank you," Annabelle finally said with a smile. Watching them with evil eyes, Heather gritted her teeth and her fingers tightened around her fork. What did Rupert mean by he didn't like prawns? Wasn't he the same person who ate prawns a while back?
Rupert turned down the prawn she peeled for him novelybook.com, but here he was treating Annabelle like a queen. She lost to Annabelle again in winning Rupert's favor. Never had Heather been so frustrated before. Her fingernails pierced her palms. She vowed to teach Annabelle a lesson. After lunch, Bruce went up to his room to take a nap. Rupert left for the company while Annabelle went shopping. She was going to hang out with Marcel in the evening. Her clothes had gotten ruffled and damped with sweat when she went to pick Dolly up from the vet. She had to change into something else. Annabelle went to RD Boutique store in Daubug. If her memory served her right, RD Boutique recently signed a contract with Leo Studio, so Elsa collection of the season should be sold here. As soon as Annabelle entered the store, she saw an Elsa dress hanging in the most visible display case. It was so beautiful that she wanted to try it on. How would her design look on her?
"Excuse me, I want to try on this dress," Annabelle said to the sales clerk. The clerk looked at her from head to toe. A look of disgust appeared on her face when she saw that Annabelle's clothes were messy. RD Boutique only got patronage from wealthy and famous ladies in Daubug. It was no place for poor or even average women. Annabelle wasn't dressed in a flashy way like most sophisticated women. As a result, the attendant concluded that she was poor. She cleared her throat and said, "I'm sorry, miss, this dress was just released by Leo Studio. It's the most precious dress in this boutique. It costs a fortune. Only those who can afford to buy it are permitted to try it on." Annabelle frowned. What? Did the attendant just look down on her? How was the attendant so sure that she couldn't afford the dress? If Annabelle wanted, she could buy every single item in this store. Money wasn't a problem for her. How snobbish of this clerk to jump to conclusions like that? Only those who can afford it are permitted to try it on? Fine, I'll buy it. Taking out a black card from her purse, Annabelle slapped it down on the table. The sales clerk had met several dignitaries due to her line of work. As a result, she knew that this card was a rare VIP card with no restrictions. Only the top 1% of the society used this kind of card. With great suspicion, the clerk sized Annabelle up again. She saw that her clothes were wrinkled and stained, but they seemed to be made with quality fabrics. Annabelle had smooth and luscious skin. Her face was so beautiful. Could it be that Annabelle was a member of a rich family or the mistress of a wealthy man, but she was keeping a low profile? Novelybook.com. Thinking of this, the attendant reasoned that she couldn't afford to offend Annabelle either way. Her heart sank. In no time, she put on a polite smile and carefully took the dress out of the display case. She handed it to Annabelle and said, "Here you go, miss, the fitting room is over there." With a snort, Annabelle took the dress and walked to the fitting room. She brimmed with pride when she put the dress on. She mumbled proudly, "Wow. My studio really makes the best clothes. Everything from the design, fabric, and sewing was top-notch." It was obvious that Anika had put in great effort. This dress fitted Annabelle perfectly as if it was specially made for her. She walked out of the fitting room with satisfaction. "Bring me the Elsa dress from Leo Studio now." A familiar arrogant voice wafted into Annabelle's ears as soon as she stepped out. The voice was Heather's. She was standing in the store with her minion, Bella. Bella had worked with Heather to frame Annabelle at the banquet. Heather was a regular customer at RD Boutique, a VIP one at that. The clerk immediately welcomed her hospitably. Miss Norman, this way, please.
Bring me the Elsa dress from Leo's studio, repeated Heather impatiently.
The clerk lowered her head and said regretfully, I'm sorry, Miss Norman. Someone bought the dress just now.
What?
Someone bought it?
Who?
Heather was stunned. She had come here straight from Bruce's home because of the embarrassment she felt after her dress was exposed to be a fake. She wanted to purchase the Elsa dress to avoid a repeat of that humiliating occurrence. She didn't expect someone else to buy it before her. As a result, she wanted to see the person who had the audacity to buy what she wanted.
The clerk looked in the direction of the fitting room and saw Annabelle standing there in the dress. She pointed at her and said, there she is.
Chapter 30 Lengthy brawl. Heather's lips parted in awe when her eyes fell on a woman wearing the white Elsa dress. The young woman looked like a fairy out of a children's storybook. Her attractive shoulders and collarbone were visible. The fishbone dress set off her beautiful curvaceous body. She was noble, elegant, gorgeous, and somewhat nifty. Her appearance could turn heads no matter where she went. When Heather looked up, she was stunned to see Annabelle staring back at her. She blinked and rubbed her eyes. It was hard to believe that this gorgeous woman was Annabelle. Jealousy and hatred flashed through Heather's eyes. She pointed at Annabelle and said to the clerk, I'll take that dress.
Pack it for me.
The clerk was in a dilemma.
But she already said she wanted to buy it.
Has she paid for it?
Heather asked in an unfriendly tone.
After a moment's hesitation, the attendant replied, not yet. Only payment confirms a sale. Heather is a VIP customer here. You should do as she told you just now.
Bella did what she knew how to do best, fawn over Heather.
She eyed the clerk and added, have you forgotten who Heather is? If you don't serve her well, you will be fired.
A cold sweat broke out on the clerk's forehead. She began to tremble.
Everyone in the city knew that the Norman family was powerful. Heather was Brock Norman's favorite granddaughter.
The clerk couldn't afford to be in her bad books, she needed this job.
In contrast, she didn't know who Annabelle was. She reasoned that it was better to offend her instead of Heather.
After plucking up courage, the clerk walked up to Annabelle and said, Miss, you have to take off the dress. It has been bought.
A sarcastic smile appeared on Annabelle's face.
She asked back, didn't I just tell you I wanted to buy it?
But. As the clerk was thinking of how to convince her to take off the dress, Bella strode over and yelled at Annabelle. Novelybook.com Heather likes this dress. Take it off now.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Annabelle threw her head back and laughed.
I took a fancy to this dress first, and I said I wanted to buy it first. Don't you know that shopping is first come, first served?
Can you even afford to buy this dress?
Bella lost it.
Do you know how much it's worth?
You are poor, yet so arrogant.
It's none of your business whether I can afford it or not.
Ignoring Bella, Annabelle picked up the black card and said to the clerk, please charge my card for it.
Heather's eyes widened when she saw the card. She recalled that Rupert had a card like this one.
Such bank cards were like rare treasures.
Even Heather didn't have one.
How come Annabelle had one?
Rupert must have given his to her.
At the thought of how good Rupert was to Annabelle, Heather wanted to strangle her to death there and then.
Envy burned her heart again.
She grabbed the clerk's hand when she was about to take the black card and said arrogantly, I'll pay double for it.
With her arms folded, Annabelle frowned at Heather.
She wondered if Heather was stalking her.
Why did she bump into her in the store of all luxurious stores in Daubug?
What a small world.
Annabelle raised her eyebrows and said, Heather, have you ever heard of first come, first served?
I declared my intention to buy this dress first, so it's mine.
I won't hand it over to you even if you pay millions for it.
You, hillbilly.
You don't deserve this dress.
Heather stared at Annabelle fiercely.
In her opinion, dresses like this weren't for just anyone. It was for wealthy and sophisticated women like her.
Heather already pictured herself in it. She felt that she would be more beautiful than Annabelle in it.
Perhaps Rupert would fall in love with her if he saw her in this dress.
I don't deserve this dress. Annabelle uttered with a chuckle. It's funny coming from someone who can't even differentiate between real and fake.
Annabelle. Heather's face turned red. She wanted to chew Annabelle out for insulting her, but words failed her. How dare Annabelle mock her? She wasn't just anybody, she was a Norman.
What an insult. Erica didn't even like Annabelle, and Rupert was only with her because of his grandfather. He was sure not going to marry this lowlife. Annabelle would never be Mrs. Benton. The thought of this brought great relief to Heather. She was determined to get this dress today no matter what it took.
Annabelle, do yourself a favor by taking off the dress now.
Bella stepped in again. She held the hem of the dress and pulled it up.
What are you doing?
Annabelle slapped Bella's hand and pushed her away. This bitch was about to strip her naked in public.
The nerve of her.
Annabelle became furious. She was not a pushover.
Bella almost tripped and fell.
You poverty-stricken idiot.
You have crossed the line.
Bella was from the Astley family, a family whose wealth and prestige had declined over the years but was still rich. She hung out with Heather, so she was naturally arrogant and troublesome. She was furious now that Annabelle almost pushed her to the floor.
What are you waiting for?
Call someone to take off that dress.
Bella shouted at the clerk all of a sudden.
Excuse me for a minute, ladies. I'll go get the manager.
The matter was getting out of hand, so the clerk had no choice but to inform the manager about it. She didn't want to lose her job because of this.
Come on, make it snappy.
Heather urged with a snort. She was confident that the matter would be ruled in her favor. After all, she was a VIP customer here. She couldn't help smiling at the thought of Annabelle being stripped and kicked out of the boutique. Seeing that Annabelle was sitting on the sofa leisurely, Heather walked over angrily, looked down, and yelled condescendingly, "You still have the opportunity to hand over the dress now. When the manager gets here, he won't hesitate to strip you naked and throw you out. Do you want to be humiliated in public?"
Annabelle texted Anika, turning a deaf ear to the yapping woman. This annoyed Heather even more. She balled her fists and gritted her teeth.
This bitch must be calling for help.
Who was she texting?
Rupert.
Would he come over to fight for her?
Mixed feelings swirled in Heather's heart as she thought of Rupert.
Anyway, she made up her mind to deal with Annabelle today.
10 minutes passed before the manager came rushing into the boutique.
You won't believe what happened here.
Heather was about to complain to the manager, Kurt Ramsey, when he just rushed past her. He went straight to Annabelle, who was still sitting on the sofa, and said respectfully, "Good afternoon, Miss Hewitt."
Annabelle raised her head and asked indifferently, "You are the manager, right? Is this how you do business here?"
Kurt broke out in a cold sweat and kept apologizing, "I'm sorry. I take the blame for what happened. Novelybook.com. That clerk didn't know you and offended you just now. I apologize on her behalf."